英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを一つずつ選びなさい。状況と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので読みなさい。聞き取る英語は一回流します。では始めます。
Questions number one and number two.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. The International Programs Office has asked us to put together a booklet for students going abroad. Since all of us have studied abroad, they think our suggestions will help other students get ready. Justin, what do you think we should include?
Well, Tokiko, we need to focus on practical items first. For instance, sometimes it takes a while to get passports and visas. We could suggest they start that process early. Also, they'll need a health check and travel insurance. Karen, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'm thinking about cultural aspects. Don't they need to know some history or study about the society and learn the local customs long before they leave? Maybe they should consider these things in order to choose a country of destination.
That's right, Karen. Preparing to live there has to come first. Also, what they pack in their suitcases depends a lot on where they go. That's a really fun part, deciding what to take. In my experience, I was glad I took light clothing I could wear in layers, rather than heavy winter clothes.
Okay, but there are still other things to do before you actually pack. What about airline tickets? Getting tickets early can save money, and there'll be more choices of dates. So I think that also needs to be on the list.
That's true, Justin. But you really shouldn't buy tickets until you're sure you have permission to live there. Oh, I know what else we could do. Maybe we can include short essays or personal stories about our experiences and host families. It might help students get mentally prepared.
That's an option. Well, we're getting there, but we still have a long way to go.